Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Craig D'Onofrio.
And I'm Jane Wilkie.
Glad to have you back
hey,
in the studio.
Jane's with us.
It seems
Thank
like
you.
Just yesterday was Thursday.
I know, doesn't it? It kind of reminds you how fast time goes when you think about, oh, there she is again, turning up like a bad penny.
No, we're always glad to have you here.
Time flies when you're doing His Time.
And Advent is such a fast-paced season, it seems like. Advent just seems so fast.
And I think over the years, my observations are that it works hard. You have to work harder and harder and harder at making intentional effort to make it not seem so scheduled, but really taking time to really enjoy it.
Very much so.
Right. In the shopping, I mean, right now I'm sitting here trying to figure out, do I leave? You know, as many of the listeners know, my home is actually Minnesota. So I'm driving up so that I can be there for the holidays with a car and not have to negotiate one car between the two of us. But I was going to drive up on Saturday and now listening to the Weather Channel, discovering that there's some ice coming up there. So, you know, you just kind of don't even think about that. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I have this shopping to do. I have this to do. I have this to do. And why I put it off, I have not a clue.
Are you from Lake Wobegon or anywhere near there?
Oh, yeah, sure. You betcha.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed you didn't say Minnesota, right?
Oh, well,
Minnesota.
When
I come back after being there for 10 days, almost 2 weeks, then you'll notice it in my voice. Yes. Lake Wobegon is everywhere. I've got to tell you, if you even read some of those stories, there are some you can picture people I grew up with in the town. There's one about a homecoming day parade and a float and the homecoming king and queen were sitting on the bales of hay on this flatbed, and it was going down the one street, and then when it got to the end of town, it didn't know what to do because there was nowhere to turn, so it just backed up. So you got the parade twice. So you can just picture all of this happening. So Lake Wobegon. Yeah.
There's a message in there. Don't have a parade on a dead-end street, right?
There we go. I bet we could make that into a devotion somewhere along the line. But anyway, what I wanted to just do, quickly chat with the listeners this morning about the last couple of weeks. I talked with a couple of things that Lutheran Senior Services has to offer that some people may not know about that can be of great help, especially at holiday time when you are spending more time with brothers and sisters, possibly noticing changes in your aging parents. And so the last one I just wanted to let everyone know that we have, I referred to it before, but it's called Aging Answers Referral Line. And the number is 314-446-2475. 314-446-2475. And really, this is called Aging Answers because we know that there are many, many questions. Mm-hmm. The phones are answered by, or the questions are handled by social workers. So it's not me answering the phone because I can give you information, but I don't know really how to do the assessment of the situation. So it's called Aging Answers because they will take any question. So if you have a question about options for care, if you have a question about Medicare and how to navigate some of that, if you have questions about someone's personal safety, is the home safe enough? There's this checklist. If you have questions about how to manage some medications that the doctor talked about and now it's confusing and you've just come in and you're not really sure if these are the ones, now they won't answer the question about the medications, but they can get you somewhere. If you know that your electric bill is being turned off or the electricity is being turned off and you don't know how to pay the bill, they can connect you with area resources. So if you have an aging loved one, neighbor, someone you just have some questions about, Aging Answers Referral Line is for you. Social workers, and I did want to also comment on the fact that we also do offer two aspects through this Aging Answers Referral Line. One is an in-home assessment. So they will come in, and it is not without cost, but I do believe the cost is set on a sliding scale according to income. So if you really want someone knowledgeable about situations, home safety, health, what kind of things to be concerned about, things you might be able to do differently for recommendations, you can have an in-home assessment. And there's also geriatric care management. So if you've got your parent or someone that you are working with and you're trying to navigate all these different things, they can also offer geriatric care management and be with you and say, here's what you need to do now, here's what you need to do next. So Aging Answers referral line, 314-446-2475.
Very helpful. Very helpful.
Well, and it really is. It is something that it's been in place for a couple of years. It's part of our outreach social services, which is also partially funded by the United Way. So this is a free service. We want to connect you. We want to be able to meet your needs.
So if you're at that point where you're trying to figure out what the next step is, you know that mom or dad or, or grandma or grandpa, somebody needs some extra help, but you're not really
sure.
Yeah.
Because it could be that help could be brought into the home. We've got like one of our programs, we've got two different programs. One is Private Duty and one is Good Neighbor Program. So Private Duty, we have our own caregivers, so hourly, non-medical help. But Good Neighbor Program connects you with independent caregivers here in the St. Louis area, or where it's mainly in the St. Louis area this has to offer. But so it's somebody who does it, doesn't work for Lutheran Senior Services, but does offer that at, you know, at a different cost option. So we just really want to be there to help you navigate the system. Now, that sounds navigate the system isn't right. Navigate your journey and just answer it. You just don't know where to turn to. Just talk to us. If we don't know, we'll ask somebody else.
Right, yeah.
So as a closing devotional thought, as we're closing out Advent here, I wanted to just transition into Mary and the verse in Luke 2 where it says, "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." You know, we were just talking about the hurriedness and how quickly Advent has come. There's a perfect opening into this because it's time now for us to think about or ponder, because within 1 week, we will have Christmas here. And my husband and I have had the opportunity to do some wonderful travel. And when we've been in Europe, I've loved going into the cathedrals, the centuries-old cathedrals. They're so ornate, you wonder exactly how they ever built them. But when you look at all the symbolism that's there, you can just sit in these cathedrals and just look and see the stories unfold. There was one, you were talking about Italy before. There's one, and I think it is in, I think it may be on the island Sicily, Palermo or something, where there's this mosaic. The cathedral was, there's just mosaics. It's the entire Old Testament, I think, just in mosaic pictures. But the reason I share this is because I know that when you get ready to go to church on Christmas Eve, you know it's going to be crowded, and so you probably go there early. So I'm urging everyone to be like Mary and ponder things in your heart as you're sitting in church early for Christmas Eve. Don't look at everybody's outfit and wonder where they bought it and that you saw them wear the same thing for Christmas last year. don't worry about so-and-so is from out of town, and don't worry about why don't they come to church other times other than just Christmas Eve. Don't worry about anything around you. Be like Mary and ponder things in your heart. Look around your very own church at the stained glass windows, at the symbolism that's there in the altar. Ponder things. Take time to think about what God is doing in your life. Treasure the things He has already done, most especially sending His Son. Take time this Christmas to ponder.
Amen.
Thanks, Joan.
All right.
Jane?
So, Jane. There's
a
Joan somewhere.
I'm still half awake here.
Well, you know, I used to teach with a woman named Judy. And so everybody would, they'd call her Jane and they'd call me Judy. So I really go by anything. So,
Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Always good to talk with you here on Thursdays. Blessings to you in the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. And enjoy your time together with family and over the Christmas.
I will.
And we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Two weeks. Very
2 weeks. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Godspeed and safe travels. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk with Randall Davidson from National Lutheran Choir.